Hey everybody, welcome to this podcast. I'm Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about coping strategy number 7. And this is all about drinking water. Does it actually make an impact with someone with dyslexia? Does it matter? What are some of the challenges that we may run into? And how do we put a solve in for those so we make sure we're getting enough of this amazing thing? So let's dive into today's episode. Now, if you're like me and I was listening to this episode, I'd be like, water. I know I need to drink water. I'm not silly. You know, everyone knows we need water. Now, you know, you're probably thinking, is there a direct connection with dyslexia and water? And I'm here to tell you, no, there isn't. Water is important for every single one of us on this planet, and we need it. You know, I know me 20 years ago wouldn't have probably believed it. I'd have drunk everything but water. But over the years, I've finally learned how to actually drink enough water to make myself happy. And when I say happy, you know, just, you know, hydrated is probably the better word. Not happy. What am I talking about? To be actually hydrated. Two H words. You know how our brain can kind of swap things when you're looking at something? There we go. There's a great example. So when it comes to water, what is the challenge dyslexics run into? Well, there's a few. One, a lot of the time we forget to drink enough. You know, that can be a very common challenge. We just don't have enough of it in our system. And we can easily find ourselves not being remarkably present in our bodies. And this can lead to being remarkably thin, not really eating a huge amount of stuff. It can involve to eating way too much stuff. There's a bunch of different challenges we come up with because many of us are not overly connected to our bodies. Now, don't get me wrong, some of you out there will be 100%, and if you are, that's fantastic. But for many of us, we can find ourselves going through the day, not drinking enough water, and feeling just bad and going, ooh, what's wrong? And, you know, I used to find myself a lot of the time turning to over-supplementation to try and fix stuff that was happening and going, I just don't feel great. Why don't I feel great? There's nothing obviously wrong with me. I feel like I'm getting enough nutrients, but something, I must need more nutrients, right? And then what would happen over time is I'd actually click, I'm not having nearly enough water in the day. Or I'd have days where I'd have a lot of water and I'd feel good, usually later that day or the next day once I'd rehydrated. And then it would go for a period where I wouldn't drink any water and I'd feel bad, but I'd never connect the dots and say it was a hydration issue. Does that make sense? You know, and so very commonly I'd just get it wrong. And, you know, it's frustrating, right? It's like, you know, we can sometimes make these kind of rabbit holes about our health when we're just not doing the easy stuff. And it's so boring to talk about the easy stuff. Like, I hate it. I hate even doing this podcast. It's terrible. I hate talking about water. How boring is this, right? So let's at least make the podcast interesting and be honest about it. So what do I do to make sure I actually drink enough of this liquid gold? You know, I'm sure we're all imagining liquid gold now. You know, a few things that have helped me is using a ridiculous amount of ice. Now, I prefer remarkably cold water, and I also like sometimes being that annoying person who chews on ice. Yep, I can say anything to you guys listening to the podcast, but that is something I do. I do chew on ice sometimes, to my wife's dismay when she's around me, but I love the really cold water. Warm water, may as well throw it out. I'm not going to touch it. I need it to be cold. So really finding your sensation you prefer. Some people drink a lot more water by drinking tea and by drinking hot water with lemon. Sometimes that's their way. But for me, it's ice water. Even in winter, I'll drink ice water. In a hot room, I'll drink ice water. I'll enjoy it. So that's really important, is find the, I don't want to say the texture, that's not the right word, but find the style that works for you. You know, sometimes you can add electrolytes. I do this as well, where I've got this really fantastic grape electrolyte powder that I'll add in, adds a bit of flavor, but it still gets me the water boost and an additional electrolyte boost. Because if I'm not drinking enough water in the day, by adding additional electrolytes, it's at least going to give me that backup. that helps me, you know, kind of keep going. And we all know how we can go through different periods where we may drink a heap of water, and then other days where it's like we don't even know where the tap is. Does that make sense? And I'll tell you, we have, if you're anything like me, if you do have a habit or you have in the past, like if I'm drinking beer or 0% beer nowadays, I can kind of forget that that's not actually really hydrating me the way that I need it. And so I feel like I've drinking a lot the day, but if I was to really sit down and write the numbers down, I may have had one bottle of water the whole day and gone for a big 1 hour walk and gone and sat in the sun and done all this stuff that would be draining my water reserves. And I'm really not paying enough attention to drink clear, cold water. Does that make sense? It's sometimes like, I was told this early on that, you know, before you do replace anything, is make sure you're getting consistent. So what I'd recommend doing is looking at whatever weight you are and going on and Googling what is the right amount of water I should have each day at this weight. You're going to find a website that's going to show you their recommendation. And then I want you to go and I want you to find a bottle, find a glass, work out the size, and get it really clear in your head what that amount looks like. Now, what I also want you to do is not overthink this. Not think you're better than that website. Because if you're like me, I'd probably find the website, go, I know better than this, and completely shift it. You know, that would have been the old way I'd have done it. And gone and actually, you know, said, oh, actually, what if I had 23% more? That'll be better for me. And I can do it this way, and I'd start to build this process. And it would have been an absolute waste of time. So just go on, listen to what the experts say, and work out a way that you know very quickly. And maybe that is having three bottles of your favorite bottle of water. Maybe that's what it looks like to you. So that's really important. And then working out how do you keep yourself accountable. You know, let's be honest, we're not really that good at holding ourselves accountable. We're great at setting up a system, trialing it, and then stopping it at just not working, right? So you want to think, what's going to work for you? Is it a whiteboard where if you've got, you know, you draw three bottles in the morning and you just, you know, rub them off as you go through them in the day? Are you going to associate one bottle at the gym, one bottle at morning tea, and one bottle at another time? So you're actually going to kind of time trigger them into your day? What's it going to look like? What someone I know did really well is they had their favorite bottle and they would wrap three different colored rubber bands around it, and they would just take a rubber band off every time they finished a bottle. That was their way. You know, maybe you've got something in your Apple Watch or your phone or something. It really doesn't matter what you do. It's what works for you. But what I would say is don't think it has to be a digital solution. We're much more physical people. If you can put it up in front of you on a whiteboard, that's awesome. If you can put rubber bands around it, that's awesome. It becomes real, textural, you can feel it. Maybe you've got three different water bottles of three different colors and you have one of those each a day. Whatever your process is build it in and it'll work for you. So that's all I wanted to share, guys. I'm not going to make this longer than it has to be. But let me just say, if you are struggling with anything, if you're feeling like you're getting foggy in the afternoons, you know, make sure water is ruled out as one of the challenges early on, because it is a huge, huge challenge for us with neurodiversity. Have an epic rest of your day.